Since the beginning of the war on Syria, people in Tunisia have sided with resistance fighters and rejected the foreign interference in the country's internal affairs. Tunisians have staged a rally in front of the French embassy in Tunis and marched to denounce the recent threats of military strikes on the Arab country.
The triangle of Syria, Hezbollah, and the resistance in Palestine are opposed to the new colonization. The goal of the war is to impose regimes in the Arab world who will serve the American and the Zionist project.
I think there is no option but resistance. People in the Arab world are conscious about the conspiracy and they want to get rid of Western political subordination through resistance.
Protesters slammed some Arab countries' hegemony against Syria. They say those Arab states are serving the interests of Israel and sponsor terrorism.
A front of enemies are fighting against Muslim nations and Syria. They are led by Saudi Arabia. Saudi money is used to send terrorists to kill Syrians. The enemies are also members of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council.
Over the past 2 years, thousands of young Tunisians have crossed Turkish borders to join the foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. Many are now treated in Israeli hospitals after fighting the Syrian Arab army.
There are Tunisians who have been brainwashed and joined terrorist groups in Syria. Tunisian terrorists are treated in the hospitals of the Zionist regime.
More Tunisians are joining the anti-war demonstrations to denounce the foreign interference that has so far caused bloodshed in Syria. These protests are likely to go on across Tunisia as long as there's no end to the bloodbath in Syria. Adnan Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.